Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, as Chris says, Iowa State Fair coming up. The dates are August 11th through 21st. And you can get your tickets online, but you can go right in town and get tickets or wherever you can go to a Hy-Vee or Fairway store. Most of them have tickets that you can buy. And it's kind of worth your while to do that because ticket prices at the gate are a little bit higher than if you buy the tickets ahead. So 5 years and under are free. 6 to 11-year-olds, the tickets now $4 are at the gate $6. And 12 and older, tickets are $8 now and $12 at the gate. So it does save you a bit of money to go ahead and get those tickets now and kind of plan what you think you want to do. Or maybe just go. Maybe you don't have to plan what you're going to do at the fair. There's so many things to do, you don't really have to plan. But if there's something special you want to see, well, maybe you do want to kind of look at the schedule. The Iowa State Fair has a wonderful, very informative, easy-to-use website. And, you know, just put in Iowa State Fair and it'll all pop up and you can choose if you want to look at it, the entertainment, you want to look at what's going on with the livestock, everything you can find the schedule for. If you're going on a particular date, you can put the date in and you can see the schedule for that date. So they make it really easy to kind of help you get through the Iowa State Fair. And of course, when you get there, there's an information booth. You can always pick up a map and pick up a schedule. I think they do a great job of making it pretty easy to get around the fair. But when you go to the fair, do you have favorites? You know, if that's something you do on kind of a regular basis, do you have some favorites that you go to see? Or maybe there's some things you've never seen that would be a good thing to do. You know, it hasn't been very many years ago that I got on that little free transportation thing. They'd pull around and went through the campground. I had never been in the campground. And I was amazed. I mean, those folks that have been camping there, it is fantastic, all the decorations they set up, and they want you to enjoy coming to go through the campground. So that if you haven't done that, I would recommend that. Another thing that I'm thinking that a lot of people may not have done, and I have not done for a while, and that's visit the State Fair Museum Complex. And there's interactive kinds of things. You can send two locomotives crashing into each other. You can look at some past concerts, kind of relive some of those concerts on the grandstand memory wheel. You can test your livestock judging skills against others who've done that. You can see a century of fair fashion and much more about the story of the Iowa State Fair. So the State Fair Museum Complex might be added to your list if you haven't done that. And then there's things like the cow chip throwing contest or the Chris and I were talking last week about the women's rubber chicken throw and the beard growing. And of course, if you like music, there's the fiddler contest, all kinds of things going on. So maybe add something new to your schedule if you haven't done that. Well, one of the favorites, of course, for a lot of people is you got to stop and see the butter cow. And maybe choose when you're going to do that, because often there's a long line of people standing in front of the window by the butter cow. Very unique and something that people say, well, if I'm going to the State Fair, I need to go see the butter cow. Actually, that started in 1911. J.K. Daniel sculpted the fair's first butter cow and then was succeeded by J.E. Wallace of Florida in 1957, and then Earl Dutt of Illinois took over the sculpting duties. And then the person that maybe if we've been around for a while know, Norma Duffy Lyon of Toledo, Ohio, began sculpting in 1960. And she did that for many, many years. But now Sarah Pratt of West Des Moines has become the fair's fifth butter sculptor. And in addition to the first butter cow, Pratt also crafted the Superman of Superman Returns, and Mr. State Fair Bill Riley in honor of his 60th birthday. So every year there's something new that the butter cow is representing, that whole area represents. Did you know that the butter cow starts with wood, metal, and wire and steel mesh frame? But about 600 pounds of low-moisture, pure cream Iowa butter is added and sculpted. Once inside, the 40-degree cooler, layers of butter are applied until this life-size butter cow emerges, and that cow stands about 5.5 feet high and 8 feet long. Now, what happens to all that butter? No, it doesn't just get melted and thrown away. It is frozen and stored, and it can be reused for up to 10 years. Probably you're not going to eat any of that butter. You weren't going to anyhow. So that's all recycled, which is good news. A real dairy cow weighs more than 1,000 pounds, but of course we've said this cow is about 600 pounds. Did you know that the butter cow, if you were going to eat the butter from the butter cow, would butter about 19,200 slices of toast and take an average person 2 lifetimes to consume? Something you always wanted to know. And of course, the butter cow is in the agricultural building where there's so much good food, so many foods on display, and opportunities to see lots of flowers, lots of plants. Great, great place to visit. That's one of my favorite places to visit at the fairgrounds. Now, you know, or many of you know, that the Iowa State Fair is internationally acclaimed. There was a novel written, and from that novel there have been 3 movies made in different eras with different stars. So I'm wondering if you've seen any of those movies, and one of them is a Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway musical. So Iowa State Fair is a great state fair. The national media frequently ranks the fair as one of the top events in the country. It's been in the book, 100 Places to Visit Before You Die. It's one of those things that, man, if you live in Iowa, I guess there's not really an excuse for not having visited. But I know I never went to the state fair, I have to admit, until I started working for Extension, because I lived in northwest Iowa and we always went to the Spencer Fair. But now Iowa State Fair is on my list. So great state fair. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about, give you information about a specific interest thing that perhaps you don't know is going on. It's called a sew-in, and actually it's been going on for 8 years. If you are at all interested in sewing, in some kinds of crafts, this might be something you want to plan on doing. The sew-in is open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the south hallway of the Varied Industries building. And you can help sew making quilts provided for local children in need. So volunteer sewing assistants and on-site supervisors will help you to do the job. You don't have to be an expert seamstress at all. You can just go in and help be a part of that whole thing. You can also donate fabric in juvenile all-cotton prints for the quilt fronts and backings. So if you have some all-cotton fabric you'd like to donate, this would be a really good use for it. Now, there's people to contact, phone numbers, emails, and so on, and I'm not going to try and give all that to you. If you have a computer, just go on to the Iowa State Fair, and you'll find that. If you don't have a computer, you can give me a call at KJAN, and I'll provide that information for you. In addition to the sewing of quilts, or I should say as the expert in sewing quilts, Patrick Lose is going to be there. He's been there a couple of years before, and he does workshops, two-hour workshops. There is a fee for $25 for the materials, but you could learn some new quilting techniques, and he will be there August 11th through 14th. He skips the 15th and the 17th, but he'll be there 11, 14, 16, and 18 through 20. It's a good idea if you pre-register for this class. But I called Katie at Something For You, our own special quilting show in Atlantic, and said, well, what do you know about Patrick Lose? And she said, he's a very nice man, very fun to work with. Both she and her mother have gone to the state fair and taken some of those classes. So Katie recommends that. In addition to quilting, there are several other make it and take it classes. They run from 1 hour to 2 hours. The fee depends on the project. So if you are at all interested in any kind of sewing, you might check that out and say, I could do that at the Iowa State Fair. And just finally, remember, of all that stuff on a stick, There are now 70, I believe it's 75 foods on a stick. And, of course, they keep adding new ones. There's a whole list of chocolate-covered ones. Chocolate-covered cheesecake, chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookie dough, chocolate-covered deep-fried cheesecake, chocolate-covered ice cream cookie sandwich, chocolate-covered key lime dream bar, and the list goes on for chocolate. But if you're not a chocolate fan, there's all kinds of meats, and it's something too extreme. I always tell people, I go to the state fair to just walk around the fair and eat food because it's an experience. So until next time, remember, Iowa State Fair is a great state fair.